Hey, Hickok. .45. Except we have a 9 today.
Oh, man.
Yes, we have the 9mm DB9 from Diamondback. Let's head back up towards the shooting table and take a couple more shots with it, since we have 4 magazines. Oh man, we have 1 more mag. I didn't get back to the reset there a little bit. Yes, I am Hickok 45, as you know. And this is the Diamondback, the DB9. There it is. You've been waiting to see this gun, I know. And I've been waiting. It does not have a slide lock on it, so it just is what it is. Well, if I put a mag, well, it doesn't help to put a magazine in, actually, I'm thinking about it. So that's something you have to get used to. But it's the DB9. You know, they came out with this in 380, three years ago. And the 9mm arrived a while back. It's been out a while. And I have looked at this. I looked at the 380. I just never did get one. I've had a lot of requests to review both of them, actually. I just never have. I've heard mixed reviews on them. And have meant to try one, just have never done it. When the 9 came out, I got a little more interested. It's a little larger, feels a little better in my hand, and maybe more desirable to a lot of people, I don't know. So I really did have that on my radar, on my short list, and they actually notified me, Diamondback, and asked if I was interested in getting one to review and shoot. So I said yes, that would be fine, because I was thinking about purchasing one, send one on, and we'll see how it does. So let's look at it and see how it does. Now, again, you've probably heard mixed reviews on these guns, and I have definitely seen mixed reviews. I've heard people who love them and people who hate them, people who've had good experiences with them, and people who have had not so good experiences with them. So we're going to see how it does. We're trying to get this one broken in. We've had some malfunctions. We've had some good days with it. We've had for a while, been shooting it. We've shot ammo. One day we shot a bunch of this 124 grain American Eagle, no problems at all. Another day we had a couple of 3 malfunctions with it, so it just kind of varies. The gun now probably has, I don't know, around 300 rounds through it. I think easily 300 rounds, and that's not some shot in the dark. I mean, it literally has. It may have 400, so we've got a lot of rounds through it. I shot before the video here, 7 or 8 or 9 magazines worth with this ammo, and we had no trouble. Now, there was 4 magazines, so I don't know. It seems to be getting broken in. We'll see here. Okay, we're going to shoot some more with a couple, 3 different types of ammo. All right, let's play. Now, it's not a very heavy gun. It has a 3-inch, I believe it's a 3-inch barrel, and so you know when you shoot it. It's not really comfortable to shoot. It's got a little bit of, packs a little bit of a wallop. Of course, you want it to, right? More or less. Oh, I see a bottom of that can. Look at that. That big target there. Let me hit it with this thing. Okay. Hey, I have to say it shoots pretty well for a skinny little gun. If you can control the trigger, it's not too bad. For a gun this small. Let's see if we can hit a plate with it. I'm not sure where it's going. Now you get a click. The slide does not stay back, as you notice there. So you get a click on the last non-round, right, when it's empty. Got to get the right grip on it because the reset's pretty far forward. It's almost like a double action only. That trigger's got to come back out there pretty far. Okay. Now one of the attractions, well, there's another four magazines, no trouble. One of the attractions of the gun from the early days, early on, is the fact that it's looks like a Glock, and it acts like a Glock. Pull a trigger, pull down on the little release button there, and it comes apart like a Glock. There you go. Same kind of design, very, very similar. Okay, and it really is. It does look like the Glock that many of us wish Glock would make, but it's a Diamondback. Okay, very similar trigger block there and everything. Okay. Bring back together. You can see there it's got a little bit of wear. We have this was a brand new gun. We have shot it, so it is getting a workout. And it, like I say, it kicks hot. It does kick a little bit because it's just not very heavy. You know, the PM9 is not all that much bigger. We'll do a little bit of comparison. But it is more comfortable to shoot. It's softer because it's heavier. It's a little bit thicker and not much, you know, about the same size overall, you know, in your dimensions and length and everything and height, you know, about the same. But the PM9 is a little bit thicker and a little bit heavier. And that makes a big difference. This Diamondback has taken it down, in my opinion, as small as you can get, really, and have a 9mm that is shootable. And that's pretty much, you know, my take. And I stuck some Talon grips on there because it is a handful to shoot. And you know me, I don't, recoil doesn't bother me, and I don't tend to limp wrist or anything like that. But I just felt with this gun, I needed to get as good a grip on it as I could. So I cobbled some of those on there as I often do. So they sent me four magazines, which I appreciate because I tend to shoot a lot, if you haven't noticed, and I don't have to spend quite as much time reloading to get whatever, 50 or 60 or 80 shots fired from a firearm. Not that we'll shoot that many. Magazines hold 6 rounds. They feel like quality magazines. They really do. The gun feels, I'll have to say, like a quality little a gun. There's nothing that feels cheap about it, really. But it's just the size and the weight of it. It does jump in your hand. If you're recoil sensitive and you think a Glock 26 or a PM9 kicks hard, bothers you, then you won't like this gun. You really won't. Now the trigger, like I say, you got to come back out. Let's see if I can show you here. I'm going to snap it, click. Okay, now I'm going to cock it. Now you notice I'm out to there. See, it still hasn't reset. Right there. So all the way back out. You got to come all the way back out to fire it. My big fingers, that's a little awkward. I was trying to fire it again, and I wasn't back far enough. So you can't give it the machine gun effect, you know. You got to get it on back out there, okay? So you've got big fat fingers, you might have a little bit of an issue with the gun as well. Okay, so the negatives might be the trigger reset. It's a very light gun, very thin. That could be a positive as well. It's a gun that you hardly notice you will have. Now, the only holster I have really that's in the ballpark, I think, is for the PM9, which fits like, of course, a glove. Why? Because this is my Alabama holster. Because it's made for a PM9, should fit like a glove. And you put this one in there and you lose it. That shows you the difference. See? Very, very small, light, and very thin. Okay, so let's shoot it some more. Well, I was going to shoot some different ammo. We'll do that too. All right. Well, just for kicks, let's go across the hill a little bit. This is a challenge. This thing. Come back home here, close by. Click. Got to count your rounds. Click. All right, not bad. What's that? 7 or 8 magazines before we started. That's 3 sets of 4. Anyway, let's try some different ammo. This is some NATO. One of the things we noticed, like I said, we've been shooting the gun a little bit, and we're getting a malfunction occasionally with UMC Remington, you know, the bulk ammo. And when we tried this, it worked. No problems with the 124 grain American Eagle. So, and I had seen other reviews, other people talk about how this gun likes premium ammo. By that, I'm assuming they mean just maybe more powerful ammo, maybe better ammo. You know, with the bulk ammo sometimes, or cheaper, lower end stuff, you get more inconsistencies. So most of the rounds might be just fine, but if you have a lighter round, and we've talked about that before, you know, like with the Glock 19 Gen 4s, with that new spring, you know, with the bulk ammo, you get a lighter powder charge here and there. It's already on the edge of being too light anyways, you know, you have issues. So I assume that's part of it. So, but then again, we did have a couple of malfunctions with this on another day. Okay. Now this says, today we certainly have not. It's working fine. Now with this, I've shot some of this. I shot, I don't know, 25 rounds or so of this, and it worked fine with this before. See how it does today. And we're going to try some hollow points. Okay. Nothing more important than the gun working. Whatever limitations you have with a gun or negatives, all of that is minor compared with reliability, right? Reliability is the most important issue. And obviously, you're trying to make a gun here. They are a gun that is small enough to be more convenient, maybe more likely that you'll carry it, that you'll have it with you. That's what a lot of gun makers are doing. They're producing models that are as small as they can get them, but still effective and reliable. That's, I guess, the goal. Okay. Now this is NATO 124. I believe it's warmer than that. Let's try this pot here. Warmer than the American Eagle. Yeah, it feels pretty warm. I don't know that I can tell a lot of difference. Maybe you can tell a difference on the plate or the tree. Huh, it's not moving those limbs at all. There we go. Yeah, I believe it is a little bit warmer. It's not, you're not supposed to use plus P in these guns, I understand. Not bad. It's hitting those limbs pretty hard for a very short barrel. Let's try another mag of it. Okay. I don't know what that is. There's not even a round in there. Is there? No. Like it caught on the follower or something. Let's make sure we're okay here. I know it's getting hot and dirty. I just want to take a look down the barrel. Make sure we're clear. Yep, we're clear. Nothing in the barrel. Okay. All right. Well, that's the only issue we've had today. So, gonna get. I guess it's getting broken in because we have had a few malfunctions, like I said, and we wanted to be fair with it and shoot it and shoot it and shoot it some more, you know, before we post a video that could, or it might or might not be, representative of the firearm. And that's something we deal with, of course, in what we do. We don't want to post something that is an aberration. We want it to be kind of a legitimate test of the firearm. And this company is a little different in that this is basically all they make, as far as I know. So there's not a lot of history to compare. And like I said, there have been mixed reviews. So we thought we wanted to give it a lot of, not practice, but just a lot of use, and run a lot of rounds through it and see how it's going to do before we started doing videos. So let's try. So those are working. Not sure what that was there on that last round. It actually seemed as though the follower or something was trying to stop it, like a regular gun. All right, we're going to run some gold dots through it. 124 grain. You know what? You're not supposed to fire plus P, are you? Well, we'll fire a couple. Most guns doesn't mean they're going to blow up. It just means that, you know, it's not necessarily good for them. They're not rated for it. A steady diet of that kind of round. My guess is they're probably not much different than these NATO rounds. We'll just fire a couple. Okay. Well, you know, I wonder if maybe there's some kind of issue there with it. Not wanting to feed the magazine to the gun. I wonder if it's that magazine or what. Try another mag here. Sounds like live TV, huh? It's like it's not going back far enough. Take it apart here again. It's not the magazines, they're both getting the same kind of reaction there. Back a little bit. Okay, take the slide off. See if we've broken anything here. Extractor looks all right. Tell anything that looks out of order there. All looks all right. I have a piece of lead or brass or anything holding anything up. All feels fine. I don't notice anything unusual. Let's try it again. I think I'm getting a little slide bite there, maybe. Okay. Looks like the slide would not go back far enough to pick up that round. Oh, there we go. Who knows? All right, let's try these hollow points. Okay, went back far enough, maybe a piece of dirt or lead or something stuck in there. All right, oh well, let's just shoot right here. Okay. Yeah. Fed them okay. That's the main reason I fired those. They really didn't feel any hotter than this NATO or even this necessarily, but since it says not to shoot plus P in it, I won't shoot a bunch of those in there. And I did shoot, I think I shot a couple of magazines over the last few weeks through it of hollow points, non-plus P hollow points. And we have not had any malfunctions with hollow points. We've not had any malfunctions with the NATO rounds. And the first day, like I said, we didn't have any problems at all with this 124 grain American Eagle. We did on another day. We had two or three to hang up, failure to feed, hung up on the feed ramp, double feeds, okay? And we had some malfunctions with the UMC, like I said, early on. I will assume it's getting broken in. Let's take four more mags here. It seems to be on a roll, other than that whatever that was that was occurring. Sometimes weird things happen. Because we're shooting it a lot here. You know, a gun like this shouldn't matter. But it's kind of like a gun that maybe after you shoot 40 or 50 times, maybe it doesn't function quite as reliably when it gets dirty. When it gets really dirty, a pocket gun, for example, how many times are you ever going to shoot it? It ought to be clean when you're carrying it. Ideally, it will never malfunction, but I always think in terms of being able to get out a magazine or two, 100% reliably. Okay, and I'm okay. So we're back to the Federal American Eagle. Let's try them. All right. Let's just go over there to the turkeys in middle row just for kicks here. See if I can hit one. They don't usually want to fall with a little bitty nine, but that's okay with a little barrel. Okay. My main concern here is how it's functioning. It actually shoots right on. It's been my discovery. See, I don't know if you noticed, I think I hit that turkey about three times there, and the others were close, and that is my main concern. It's, for a little bitty gun with a kind of a weird trigger, it actually is something you could shoot pretty well. Let's go up to that far turkey, if you worked with it enough. I was actually trying to hit that little chicken. I'm going to try him again. He's like shooting double action out of this thing. It's definitely not a long range gun. I'm going to fire one more magazine. And we'll just fire a quick mag here. So the DB9... not supposed to shoot 147 grain ammo out of it. I think that's because of the length in terms of feeding. I lied, I'm gonna shoot too. And you're not supposed to shoot plus P out of it. So it's not rated for plus P ammo. And let's shoot these two mags and then see what we get here. Really, for the life of me, I'm not sure. There must have been some dirt in maybe in the rail there, because the slide was not coming far enough back or something. Okay. Let's shoot it one-handed. There's one failure, but one-handed. You can see what happened. Well, you can't. The case didn't get totally out. Okay. Got one round left. All right. So that's probably enough shooting with it. And again, I've tried to give you our history with it. We've had for a few weeks, and smack my face, I won't go back through our long history. I think I've pretty much explained it. We've had a few malfunctions with it, with the lighter ammo and even with the 124 grain ammo, but by and large, most of the 124 grain American Eagle experience has been really successful. Okay, and it seems that the more we shoot it, the better it's gotten. That was the only hang up, really, failure to feed or failure to eject, I guess is what that was, that we've had today. And again, however many we shot on camera, you saw that, and I'm sure most of you count those, right? And then before the video, I shot quite a bit, seven or eight mags worth, no problems. So
It's, you know, hot and dry maybe here with all that. So for what the gun is designed for, you know, I don't know if that tells you anything. You know, like I say, it's gotten better now. It seems to be broken in. I don't know. I'd have to shoot it a lot more before I trust my life to it. It's awfully small for a 9mm. It really is small, attractively so to in some ways. But again, it's not fun to shoot. I wouldn't want to shoot at 200-300 rounds every day. But it's not supposed to be fun. It's as small as you can get, and in a package like that, that you're more likely to have with you. So my recommendation is, if you buy one of these, just shoot it, break it, and make sure it's really broken in, and keep it lubed, and shoot the heck out of the thing, and then just test the reliability. And if it's working for you, you've got a really small package in a 380 or a 9mm. So basically, you saw what our experience today, and I've given you an accurate description of our experience with it. So the DB9, that's kind of our take on it, and it's an interesting little gun. Life is good.